B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
So let's see how they're going to approach it. And we are fortunate enough to have the head coach of Villanova Wildcats on the line with us on the Comcast Business Hotline. Mark Ferrante joins us. Hello, Mark.
Mikey Miss, how you doing, man?
We're doing fantastic. Thank you so much. And look, this is really an interesting game that's going to happen for your program, I know. And so, like, the challenge of playing a Division I team or an FBS team, much less a team that's nationally ranked, how are you feeling right now?
Well, obviously, excited. I don't want to say nervous because I don't think you ever go into a game nervous, but teams looking forward to the challenge. Definitely a big task at hand, but one that our team and our players are super excited for. So we're looking forward to getting up there, getting on the bus tomorrow, getting up in the hotel, and then kicking it off at 12:01 on Saturday.
What was the genesis of this game? How was this arranged?
Well, we're always trying to, at our level, you know, majority of the teams in our league, the CAA, are looking to get these guaranteed games. You know, obviously there's a financial reward to it and so on. And, you know, these games are scheduled years and years in advance. And there's a gentleman by the name of Dave Brown who helps people schedule games nationally. And Dean Kennefick, our sports information director and our football administrator, he's in touch with Dave all the time trying to get these games scheduled. So I believe it was around 2018, which is my second year as the head coach, Dave said that Penn State had an opening in 2021, but traditionally Penn State doesn't play the 1AA/FCS opponents. And then Dave said to Dean, if your coach knows Coach Franklin at all, why don't you guys give him a call and have a conversation? So we go up there quite a bit. James and I have known each other for a long time. And when I went up there at the Pennsylvania State coaches clinic that year, we had some guys, some of our staff speaking at that. We go up just about every year. James and I had a conversation. Whether that conversation went from James to the athletic director and the administration up there, I don't know for sure, but that's kind of how it got started. They had an opening. James and I communicated about it, and next thing you know, we're on the schedule.
Mark, the logistics of this game, I don't think could be better for you. They're coming off a monster whiteout win where they're celebrating the heck out of that all week. They also have Indiana on deck where they lost them last year, and it's a revenge situation. I got to think you're in a pretty good mental spot to play Penn State.
Well, you know, people talk about those things all the time. Trap games, you know, sandwich games in between two big, huge games for them. I know James. I know his staff well. I know the history of Penn State football over time. That's a great storied program. I don't think they're going to look past anybody. But if they want to just forget that we're showing up, I'll be happy. I'd be happy to forget about the little Wildcats coming up there.
Mark Ferrante, the head coach of Villanova's football team. And Mark, let's face it, they will probably have a physical advantage here. So how do you, in a game plan, how do you attack a team that is most likely physically superior?
Yeah, you know, the big thing is that, number one, the depth. They'll have more guys with more size, as you said. When you look at their offense and defensive line, you know, we'll go against some 300-pounders, but they're kind of 300 pounds across the board, interior on defense. We'll play against some 240-pound linebackers, but not all of them, and so on. So, you know, we're just going to try to minimize our mistakes, go out there, execute at a consistent level, try to, reduce or minimize their possessions, try to hang on to the football, and, just play as clean a game as we possibly can, because they're going to rotate a lot more guys than we'll be able to rotate probably. And, that's usually where we get caught a little bit when we play these FBS opponents. They just have, as you said, not only do they have bigger guys across the board and more positions, but they have more of them in their depth chart as well. So we're going to go up there and do everything we can to, you know, compete and make it a game. And, again, we got to minimize. We can't have turnovers and hopefully create some. We got to minimize our penalties and hopefully they have a few and so on, and then just take advantage of the opportunities when they present themselves.
Now, you have a great running back. Justin Covington is averaging 7 yards a carry this year. You guys are ranked 11th in FCS. I assume you would like to run the football against them, but you also have I think you've had a pretty good balance this year with your offense.
Yeah, Dan Smith, our quarterback, is doing a great job distributing the football to a lot of different receivers, including our tight ends. Our running back group is good. We like our running back group. We feel that's probably where the majority of our depth is. We always like to have a balanced attack. Last week, we're a little pass heavy at the end because we were down. So we had to, you know, get the ball in the end zone quickly. But the first couple games when we're able to, you know, control the ball and control the clock, we'll do that as well. So we're always pretty much balanced. But, you know, Covington is a great player. He's a sixth year guy. He graduated. And, you know, he's a really good player for us along with some of the backups we have in the backfield. So we're going to go in there and, you know, take what they're giving us and not be, you know, we're going to hopefully have patience. And, you know, our quarterback, Dan Smith, as I mentioned, does a great job. He's like having a coach out there reading the defense pre and post snap. So, you know, we just got to go out there and do what we can to hopefully move the football, get some first downs, and get the ball in the end zone.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Mark, how does Covington compare to Westbrook? And I know you were there in the staff of Andy Talley right. when you guys had Brian Westbrook. Are they comparable at all?
Yeah, different, though. Covington's bigger. Covington's about 223 pounds right now. And Brian's more of that, you know, cut on a dime. Brian's better receiver coming out of the backfield. I mean, shoot, we lined up in the slot a lot to get those mismatches on linebackers and so on. So, and Brian, you know, start to finish is probably going to be faster, but Covington's powerful. He's got big legs and, you know, he's a really good player for us. And he's been, as you said, over 7 yards of carry. So he's very productive. You know, but he's more of the power runner, run through arm tackles. Brian will do that, but also make you miss in space a little bit better than Cove as well. Brian can probably make that 90-degree cut and accelerate a little faster.
Well, we happen to have him on the line right now. He wanted to come on when the coach was on. So Brian Westbrook joins us. B. West.
Good afternoon, Mike. Good afternoon, Coach, man. I'm super excited about this weekend. We're coming up to the game, rooting on the Wildcats, and can't wait to see you guys perform on Saturday afternoon.
B. West, always good to talk to you, my friend, and obviously looking forward to seeing you up there on the sideline at Happy Valley. I guess you and Mikey Miss coming up together, you're driving separate.
Well, you know what, Mikey Miss, he's going to talk my head off about Penn State, so I said I have to drive by myself just so I can have some fantasy.
He didn't want to drive up with me. But how is this going to be with me on the Villanova sidelines? How's this going to work here?
We're letting you over there, huh? I thought being a Penn State guy, you get one of them luxury suites up there.
Well, the suite, we have access to the suite, but Brian said to me, well, that's too high. So I think he wants to be on the sidelines. I like to be in the stands to watch it. And but, you know, listen, as long as we're there, you know, I want him to hear the roar. You know what I'm saying, Mark?
Yeah. No, I hear you, man. We were trying to make a little extra noise in our little stadium down here, but there's no way we're going to, what was it, 107.7 decibels? That sounds pretty loud to me last week, 109,000-plus fans in the stands. So,
wow.
Man, but that's 7:30 at night. We got that 12 o'clock. You know, maybe some of those students will still be sleeping from the Friday night, and they won't be there.
Brian, is this guy going to break your record? Is Covington going to break Brian Westbrook's record?
Super running back, very athletic, big guy, coming off a knee injury similar to myself. I just appreciate what he's able to bring to the team. Now, hopefully he can break my record. I'm surprised that those records are still standing at this point. But you know what? If he can do it, I couldn't find a better guy, a guy that has faced adversity, that has overcome that adversity to be able to break the record. So hopefully he can do it. And, you know, if he does, then, you know, more power to him. But it's going to be tough to break. I'll tell you that right now, Mike. But if he can do it, this is the guy to be able to do it.
All right. Listen, Mark, best of luck to you. The way I read this, I think you're going to be in it. And I think there's going to be a moment of angst at Beaver Stadium.
Well, we're Mikey Miss, I appreciate you having me on. And we're super excited for the challenge. Our guys are looking forward to it. And, you know, we had a couple good days of practice. So like I said, we're going to come up there and compete our tail off and, you know, see what happens when we get into the fourth quarter.
All right, listen, good luck to you.
Thanks very much.
And Brian, we'll be on the air Friday, but I'll see you up there Friday.
Yeah, I'll see you up there Friday, and good luck, Coach. We're looking forward to it.
Appreciate it, B-West. We'll see you there.
All right, that's Mark Ferrante, the head football coach of the Villanova Wildcats, and, of course, the great Brian Westbrook. So there you go.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.